Welcome to Messy Business, the podcast for solo business owners who are brilliant at what they do, but sometimes feel like things are a bit of a mess. I'm Libby Langley, business therapist, author, and your practical voice of calm in the chaos of working for yourself. Each week, I'll help you make sense of the mess so you can build a business that actually feels like you. Here's this week's episode. Hi. Welcome to Messy Business. I'm your host, Libby Langley, and today I'm going to do a really honest review of 2025. I think it's been a year that's changed me. Well, maybe finally allowed me to accept myself. And I know I've been talking about accepting myself and preaching about accepting yourself for years, but actually, Something's kind of shifted this year that I've been forced to accept myself, if that makes sense. It isn't really a kind of shiny year in review. You know, I'm not sharing any numbers with you. I'm not sharing, it's kind of emotional stuff, I guess. Maybe I'll cry, who knows. But this is a really human review of the year. And there's certainly been a few thoughts this year of who exactly signed me up for this life? Because it's not what I wanted. Yes. So, and feeds nicely on, actually, I think, from my 14 things I've learned over 14 years in business, which was a couple of episodes ago. So it's all kind of good timing, my business birthday and the end of year, to do these reviews. So, yeah, the personal, the private, the pressure, then. This year, personally, has been probably one of the most challenging that I've had for many years. And I do include in that when I got divorced and all of that. And I think partly that's because when I got divorced, it was years ago now, there was still, you know, business was like super exciting and super shiny, and I was part of some really fun and engaging communities. It was a different space, the online world, then. Well, it wasn't really, there was a lot of offline world. And so there was kind of the balance of that excitement. But this year, that there hasn't been the balance of that excitement. And for me, certainly. And I think the world this year, 2025, it's been an interesting place, let's just say. You know, there's been a lot of heaviness. There's been a lot of drain on our energy because of Donald Trump. I just call it out as I see it. Has, you know, that's had a huge impact of things across the world. It's made our country, the UK, there's a lot more division than there used to be. There's a lot of anger and nastiness that there, I don't know, it's not been as blatant as it has been this year. And that is all down to what's going on in America. And that's been really challenging. And there's also been financial stuff. You know, the cost of living crisis is, I don't know if it's a crisis anymore, it's just like the way it is, right? Cost of living is still higher. There's been tax changes. There's been, you know, all sorts of things. Right. So financially, I think people are spending differently this year. They are still spending, you know, I'm still spending, people are still spending, but it's more conscious, right? It's a different kind of spending. And so this year has been, I will say, unprecedented. And I kind of don't really say that lightly or flippantly, but it is just different. And I found it, yeah, one of my hardest, if not the hardest year in business since I started 14 years ago. A lot of that is down to, like I say, the world at large, let's just call it that, but also personal stuff. You know, I started off this year, my beloved husband had been working away for 4 months, I think, 3 or 4 months, but when the year started, and then for another 4 months or something in the first part of the year. And it was absolutely awful. I look back now and I'm just like, I don't really even know how we survived that. I don't mean as a couple. I mean, because we're a couple that's not designed to be apart. And so him being away for 3 nights a week, it was, and when he came home, he'd leave at 5:30 in the morning and get home at 8:30 at night. And it was just awful. It was just awful. And I know we forget about things and we kind of move on from it. But it was a terrible start to the year, coupled with the fact that our house had been, at the beginning of the year, our house had already been on the market for 4 months with no joy. So we took it off the market, put it back on the market with a different agent, moved back to the original agent. And then eventually we got our offer in May. And we moved at the end of July. So once the offer was pretty quick, but it's really stressful moving house. I've done it loads of times. That's not my, it's not my fourth time in 6 years buying and selling a house. So I do it a lot. I'm not doing it ever again. But she says, but not for a while. But it really does, it takes a lot out of you. And I think because I work for myself, therefore I have super flexibility. I do everything. And this isn't a grumble about my husband either, but I do everything. So I was managing the whole house sale, the house purchase, talking to the solicitors, talking to the bank, talking to the agents, you know, communicating with our buyer, all of this, right? And that's an awful lot. And then the house that we bought is a doer-upper. That'll be fun, she thought. I've always been really interested in property, she thought. I can do this. Yes, I can, and I can do it very effectively. However, again, going into that being depleted and not perhaps realising how depleted I was, and also trying to run a business at the same time and hold space for my clients. You know, it's always been hugely important to me that I deliver what I promised I'm going to deliver. And so that's all been too much. And at the point of recording, we've not had a kitchen for 5 weeks. And we are walking on plaster, rubble. We've been plastered now, but, you know, rubble, and it's horrible. And I think it'll be 11 weeks probably when the kitchen actually gets installed. And as an autistic person, that's not good. Not good for anybody. But when you like structure, routine, and knowing where everything is, everything having a place, it's really, really challenging. And, oh, and my dad was poorly as well. My dad was in hospital as well in all of that. I forgot about that, see? But so what happened was I've realised, I think, for a couple of years that I've been heading into burnout. And these things often do take, they're a creep. They creep. And so, you know, this kind of high-functioning burnout makes you look absolutely fine. But I've known that this year that I've gone to events and I haven't really enjoyed them. And I've been sitting in, I don't know, networking meetings and events just thinking, I am so tired. I am just so tired. And they're normally spaces that I find really energising and I really enjoy. But I didn't really do anything about it because I still got clients to support, to serve, and because I've got the house renovation to manage. You know, I mean, things can't always give. And then, I say, dad being in hospital, let's just chuck that in. So we missed a friend's wedding because my dad was in hospital, which was really sad. And a weekend that we were supposed to have going to a theme park in Europe didn't happen because of issues with them, but that with the company. But that was going to be a bit of respite for me. So, you know, all of these things are just, I just kind of went kaput in the end. And I got shingles. And shingles is nasty. So thank the Lord, it was a week when there weren't any tradespeople coming in, like that precious, glorious week. And I just cancelled everything. And I don't cancel stuff. And that's something that I'm learning that I should do more of. I should cancel things if I need to cancel things. But I always feel a huge sense of obligation. Like I say, I want to deliver what I've promised. But I cancelled everything that week, and I pretty much just stayed in bed all week. And so that was a couple of weeks ago, 2-3 weeks ago now. And I'm coming out the other side of the shingles-induced burnout or burnout-induced shingles, whichever it was. But I still know that I'm not very well, and I still have to be very, very careful about my energy. And it's really, this year has really hit me hard, and I simply cannot continue to do things the way that I've done them before. And really, it's, I would say that it's a case of my capability outrunning my capacity. And I want this to be a lesson to all of you, really, because some of you I know will be nodding along going, yeah, same, queen, same. But the thing is that, you know, you can hold space, but it costs you something. And when you're trying to think about too many things or manage too many completely different things, you, so it comes to the point where you've got to go, do you know what, I just can't do this. And that's not really a failing to say that. It's just like, oh, turns out I'm trying to do two people's full-time jobs and I am but one person, and also I'm trying to run a business, you know? And the difference is that you kind of, certainly for me, I perform support, you know, in that I give support to others, but actually feeling able to support is something different. Does that make sense to you? So, and this is not to say I've been disingenuous in any way to my clients, because they know that I love them. And I've been very grateful for the relationships that we've developed over this year, and as well as super proud of how they've all transformed over the course of this year. But, you know, being able to support people rather than feeling able to support are two different things. And that kind of, you know, I've had moments where this year where I've been like, I hope no one turns up to this call. And that's not a healthy place to be. And that's not because I don't want to see my clients and I haven't wanted to see my clients. And it's not because I haven't wanted to support them. It's just because I am bone tired. You know, I've been bone tired. And waking up in the morning just thinking, I am tired. I am so tired. And yet there's plasterers coming at 7:30 this morning. So I've got to get up, you know. And also I think there's a real emotional overhead of being the stable one, of being the capable one. And obviously, I've had a lot of therapy over the years, and I realise the root of all these issues. Don't we all? Hello, mother. But yeah, you know, you've got to keep catching yourself and keep recognising yourself. And I think certainly when you're neurodivergent, you don't always recognise when you're slipping into burnout and when, oh my God, this really is too much. Something has got to give before I give. And I didn't do that. And I hold my hands up and say, I did not do that this year. I should have called time on a few things 6 months ago, but I didn't, because I'm emotionally invested in stuff, and I think I go emotional and practicality first rather than what does my body think first. The emotional, but I want to. I love it. You know, even when I don't necessarily. So things that really haven't worked in terms of holding space for me as the human this year is too many Zoom calls. I've done too many Zoom calls, no two ways about it. And a Zoom call, the thing about, you know, in the moment they're great, but they are at a specific time in your calendar. And if you need flexibility to relax, to think differently, to have space to breathe, they don't allow for that, right? So I've had too many Zoom calls. And also the energy that they take is different to an energy of being in a room. And I've really noticed that this year, because even in my most depleted moments, when I have gone to things, particularly that's networking, you're able to sit and observe differently. Whereas on a Zoom call, you never quite know whether you're running it or not. You know, you never quite know. You might get put in a Zoom room with someone and, oh my God, what do I do? You know, it's a different kind of energy there. So 2026 will have considerably fewer of those. In order for me to be able to function, right? And certainly that you need to show up more ethos is not something that I'm taking into 2026. It's not a culture that I subscribe to at all. But there is a propensity sometimes to slip. So, you know, I don't need to show up more online. If I disappear offline, then, you know, I'll be back. But I don't need to do it. And also, you know, trying to convert with content that doesn't kind of excite you or light you up. It's my clients were talking and we did a review session of 2025. And one of the things was, you know, what content do you consume? And someone said that they have consumed quite a bit about how to do reels and how to do things in Canva. And it's like, why though? And, you know, do we consume stuff because we feel like we need to do the thing, or because we're genuinely interested in it and genuinely curious about it? And that's something that I would advise you to reflect on and watch out for and see, why am I consuming this? Why am I genuinely interested, or it's just something I think that I, you know, I should do? And also to say, just because you've always done something doesn't mean that you still should. You know, one thing that I really think, remember back from when I started my business, was how exciting things were. And, oh, we can do this and we can do that. And that real joy and creativity. And that's something that has absolutely not been there for me in 2025, possibly 2024 too, if I'm absolutely honest, maybe even 2023. But that kind of inquisitive joy, and that's something that I'm going to be absolutely bringing back in 2026. I don't know what that means, but I don't know what it means yet, but it's there. It's got to happen. So the world, as well as the world being quite an unpleasant place, Donald Trump at the moment, I think that the world, the online world, has got a lot louder too. And that's been, again, that's been amplified in the sort of the unsettling times that we're in. You know, online business, it becomes noisier. It's become noisier this year. And everyone has been selling clarity as a product, whilst also in that creating confusion. Because if one, you know, one woman's clarity is another woman's what the fuck? So yeah, and any like productivity hacks, they're still rooted in hustle. You know, you don't need to do all of these things. If you want to run your business off a Google Doc and Post-it notes, then do it. You absolutely, as long as you've got a method for people to pay you and a method for people to understand what it is that you do, that is enough. And absolutely, into 2026, I am going to be being far less tech first. Because being autistic, I like to learn about things and I like to experiment with things. And that has, since COVID, certainly been a lot in the tech world. But I don't want a desk job. I don't want to sit on my computer all day with my beautiful big double screens. And I don't want to do that. I never wanted a desk job. And that's what I've created for myself, particularly 24, 25. And I just don't want to do that in 2026. And, you know, this is what I would say to you as well. What are you creating? What have you created? And what do you want to create? And you may absolutely be able to go this, this, and this as answer to all of them. But it might be, oh yeah, do you know what? This isn't kind of what I thought it might be. And that's okay too, because you're the master of your own destiny. You know, you can do that. There is a collective fatigue around that nobody kind of wants to be the first to admit, but I'm admitting it, you know. People are tired. People are always tired towards the end of the year, but this year has felt a different heaviness. And, you know, on the online space is often peddling rest as another performance metric. You know, rest today so you can work harder tomorrow. And it's just bollocks. It just is. You know, rest because you need to rest. There's no point in doing what Libby's done and pushing yourself mentally to the point of just not being able to do anything. It's not fun, that. But what's coming out of it is actually quite fun, because I've given myself this space and this capacity to just kind of do nothing, but genuinely do nothing. And it's really nice. And I talk about doing nothing and the expansiveness of space a lot, but actually, I don't think I've really ever truly allowed myself that, because there's always the guilt of, but you should be doing more. You should be earning money. You should be. And it's like, yeah, do you know what? Whatever. Unless I allow myself this space, those things are not ever going to be able to happen. So that's something that has worked this year. You know, this kind of shift, or this continuing shift to a comfortable middle, to a quieter success. It's something that's been themed through this year, but I haven't actioned it properly. But 2026, my God, I am going to be doing nothing that's not horizontal or out talking to people. My podcast has also worked extremely well for me this year as an online thing. I'm glad and still don't regret stopping doing the video aspect of it. That was a really good decision of mine, because it's better for me and I think it makes it a better podcast. And, you know, I'm fully audio only and I love it. And I think in 2026, I'm going to be doing, perhaps going to do a private podcast that you can subscribe to, pay to subscribe to, that allows me to answer your questions directly in a podcast form rather than a generalized kind of podcast that everybody listens to. And maybe doing some asynchronous kind of coaching support stuff. We'll see. But something that really has worked is just saying what I think and saying what I mean, and also fully embracing my neurodivergence. You know, I think I've embraced it, but I've also tried to hack it to a certain extent. And I'm just not going to do that anymore. I'm just not. I'm going to be as weird as I need to be. And that comes with the creativity that I want to allow back into my life, you know, creative work at home, decorating my house and doing it up. I have a million ideas and I want time and space to action them. And my garden, I love creating my gardens wherever I live. And rediscovering this physical life outside the screens. And yes, some of that will be client work and client facing stuff, you know, like I mentioned before, but maybe having a mastermind day where we all paint pots or something, that kind of stuff. That's what my 2026 is going to be. Is going to be full of, not building more goddamn funnels. You know, they're all going. I can't be bothered. It's funny, 2 years ago, I think it was 2 years ago, I recorded a podcast episode about why I'd got rid of all my lead magnets. But they creep back in, don't they? So yeah, maybe I need to go back and listen to that one. And letting things end without needing a dramatic exit, you know, I'm not going to be doing any Facebook. I'm leaving this group now, flounces, but my signature program is closing, which I have an element of sadness and an element of relief around. I have adored my clients in there. I'm very grateful for the couple of dozen people who've been in the program since its inception, and we've worked incredibly closely together, and it's been a real joy. And particularly this year, seeing people's progress is one of the things I'm most proud of. However, it's come to its natural end. I think now I have not actively promoted it probably for 6 months, to be honest, and that tells me something. And if you are hesitant about promoting your own stuff, then that will tell you something too. And I don't ever want it to become, you know, obligation v. loyalty. You know, I love the people there. We will stay in touch and, you know, maybe shift into something different. But the business model no longer suits me. I've already talked about too many Zoom calls. And I just need to be able to deliver my brilliance and support people in a way that also nurtures me. So that's going. Sad times, but that's going. And this podcast is staying, like I say. I might do this if you have any thoughts on a private podcast that you subscribe to where you get your questions answered in podcast form. Do let me know. But I am bringing in my problem solved sessions, £149. You send me a voice note or a written brain dump. I send you back perspective, clarity, a plan. There's no call required. It's absolutely less performing and more thinking. And you get a result. You get an instant-ish. But you get a result and you get to move forward. And so if that's something that you think, do you know what? I would just want Libby to give me an answer to this particular thing. Then email me or drop me a DM and I'll send you the Stripe link. It's £149. And they're going to be running through 2026 because I think quicker answers is what people need now as well. It's like, oh my God, just help me. And a more accessible price point as well, I think is perhaps a relief to some people. So yeah. I'm pausing anything that basically requires me to be switched on by schedule rather than desire or fun. I don't know. Might last 3 months, that might last 3 years. I don't know, but it's what's happening for now. So I've got this real kind of bubbling excitement for 2026, and it's been brought about by the fact that I cannot continue anymore. And I love you dearly, dear listener. And I absolutely adore my clients. They all know that. But I'm saying now I'm not prepared to break myself for your progress. And I would like to think that none of you would want me to. So stuff is staying, podcast. Stuff is going, my signature program, boot camp. Things are coming in, this problem solved sessions, the short, sharp responses, and a ton of other fun stuff. And I'm just going to say this, if there's something that you think, do you know what, I'd love it if Libby was involved with this, please reach out to me because I am actively open to fun and interesting opportunities. And I don't know what they are and you might not know what they are, but if you think I'd be a good fit, then do message me. And I'm looking forward to having some conversations around that. And honestly can say, I don't know what 2026 is going to bring, but I'm okay with that and I'm actually quite excited about that now. Honestly, I feel so much better than I have done probably all year now, because I'm just letting go of stuff and allowing new stuff to come in. And I haven't done that in 10 years, probably. Really, I've always pushed and tried and, oh, I can do this and I can do that, and never just allowed, oh my God, the universe to see what it's got for me. And I feel so frightened saying that, because it feels a bit woolly as a plan, but also feels quite exciting. So I want to thank you for being part of this chapter. You know, especially those of you who've stayed through several pivots, but the pivots make sense now, right? I was trying to just fix things, but actually messy business is perfect, because messy business is what I do. Messy business is why you're here. And yeah, so cool for that. And if you're feeling this shift too, then you're not alone. You're not behind. You're not broken, you're not flaky, as ChatGPT would say. You are just an extraordinary human being who is doing the best that you can and, you know, maybe needs a bit of support along the way, like all of us. So here is some grounded hope to end with. This is, you know, a bit of a bore off 2025 and a yay to 2026, which is going to be a year with less noise, more life, and rediscovering any sparks that you may have lost along the way. And I'm so here for it. And yeah, I'll see you on the next episode of Messy Business. But please, if you want a problem solved session with me, send me a message. I'll explain it a bit more and send you a link to book and pay for that. And any feedback that you've got, any messages you want to send me, any words of support and general love, I would like to receive them. So I wish you a happy Christmas, happy festive period, and I'll see you on the next episode of Messy Business. Lots of love. Bye. Thanks for listening to Messy Business. Make sure you follow or subscribe so you don't miss your next dose of clarity and calm. You'll find me on Instagram at Libby Langley. And when you're ready for deeper support in a space where you can rebuild your business around who you are, you can join me inside Reboot Camp. See you next week for more Messy Business.